Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding Rosh Hashanah Daf Yotes and the Oiz V'Odor edition. Perek Shlishi in the middle of Halacha Aleph. Starting Daf Yotes Amud Aleph in the second line. So the Gemara, Bezin Shiro Es Hoyrik. Bezin see that someone killed somebody else. But Amu Im Roim Anu Oisoy Enanu Makirim Oisoy. They can't recognize who the murderer is. They just saw that someone killed somebody. Lo Yu Orfim. They don't do Arifas Egla Arufo. The din, if you don't know who the killer is, so basically have to bring an egla rufo to cut off the head of a calf. You don't do that when they saw the killer, even though they don't recognize him. Dichti, because the pasuk says over there by egla rufo, ve'inenu l'ro mikol makom. We didn't see it all. Ve'ro, and here they did see. They can't recognize him, but they did see it. Continues now in the Gemara to the next case, which is more similar to our Mishnah. Ubezin shiro isahirik. Bezin saw the murderer, and referring to a case they saw it at night, because if they saw it during the day, they don't have to have a hedus. Lo yiseh shmiyo gedoyle miriyo. But Bezin saw it at night, so now they have to testify. So he's tani, the one brisa says, yamdu shnayim veidu lefneim. Two out of the Bezin will get up and testify in front of the others. He's tani, yamdu kulon veidu okomacher. Not two out of the Bezin can come and testify in front of the Bezin, but the entire Bezin has to go and testify somewhere else. What's the machlekes? Machlekes is aid ha'roye, an aid that saw something can become a dayan. As Reb Chaim points out, we have a similar machlekes in the Bavli. The din is that an aid can be a dayan. But the question is, if you have someone who saw but did not testify, can he be a dayan or not? Says Reb Chaim, in the Bavli it's clear, it's only machlekes and din in nefashos. But here in the Yushalmi, it seems that this machlekes is all over. As the Gemara goes on and says the next sentence, the same machlokes you have by a murder, by a ritzach, can a that saw, can he become a beis din? We have the same machlokes by a chodesh. Can the a that sees the chodesh, can he be a dayan to judge and accept the eidus? So the Gemara, v'yokum chad v'yosif chad. Why in our mission need to have two testifying in front of three? Why don't you have only one testifying in front of three? Then he sits down, and then the next aide will get up and testify in front of the first one and another two. Says Gemara, Shani Eid, Shein Eid, Nase Dayan. Then everybody agrees that aid Hamei doesn't become a Dayan. An aide that testify cannot become a Dayan. He can't sit down as a judge, as a Dayan. The Machlokes is only aid Aroye, aid that saw that but did not testify, he can become a Dayan. That's the Machlokes that we mentioned. Kado, like the following story, Rav Chuna v'yodo sehadu l'chad barnash. Rav Chuna knew a testimony to some person. He knew that person borrowed money from somebody else. Ozol bay meidun kamoi v'kofar bay. So he came to do, this person used Rav Chuna to be the dayan. And he denied that he borrowed the money. Only Rav Shua bar Yitzchok, Shulam Yitzchak tells this person, begin that Yoda Rav Chuna bar Nosh Rabba. You know Rav Chuna is an important person. At Kofar Bay. So that's what you deny. Meaning, why are you denying? Because you're saying, Ain Eid Nas a Dayan. And because he's a Dayan, he's the judge over here, so he can't come and testify against me. So I don't mind denying the loan, even though he knows about the loan, because anyway, he can't testify against me. I'll tell you, he could testify against you. If he goes in front of another basin, he could testify. It's similar to our case. You have Adim that cannot be Dayanim. They'll testify in front of another basin. Is that what I'm supposed to do? He says, yes, that's what he's supposed to do. For sure, Avchuna garmei minahudino. So Avchuna patterned himself from this din, meaning he released himself from being the dayan. When he went and testified against him, against this person in front of another beis din. Continues the one that says, "Kora oral chatimas yedei aedim, a chatimas yedei adayonim." Ibaru comes and says, "I deny. I say this. This is a forgery. That aedim did not sign here, and the dayonim did not sign on this shah." If he wants to bring the Eidim to show that the Ksav is the right Ksav, that's good enough. Or the Ksav the Dayanim Mekayim, or the Ksav the Dayanim is also good enough. It doesn't have to be the two Eidim or the two Dayanim. It could be one Eid and one Dayan. Why is that so? Because it's considered to be that he's testifying on his signature, and he's also testifying on his friend's signature, and the Dayan is testifying on both, so you have two Eidim in each. The Gemara brings, by the way, something else has to do with forgery, with lying. They gave a simon to the eidim that came to testify in Eidus HaChodesh that they should say the word goyaleinu. That was the password. For Amron, the eidim came and said geulaseinu. They didn't say goyaleinu, they said geulaseinu. Very similar. For kiblun. And they accepted them. Because they say he probably made a small mistake. Another case, in the days of Abrachio, the Edim came and they lost the ability to speak. They became mute. Did you hear there was Kiddush HaChodesh? They nodded in their head and they accepted them, meaning it wasn't a full Edus, but they still accepted them for Kiddush HaChodesh. We're holding now in Daf Yutes Amud Beis, Halacha Beis Zog the Mishnah. Now we're going from the Eidus HaChodesh Sugyas and we're moving into the union of the Shofar Rosh Hashanah. Says the Mishnah, Kol HaShofaris K'sherim, all the Shofaris of all animals are kosher for Rosh Hashanah. Chut V'Shalpara, except the horn of a cow. P'nei Shu Karen, it's not a Shofar, it's a horn, it's a Karen. Omar B'Yaisi Ba'aloi Kol HaShofaris Nikru Karen. All shofars are called a horn as well. It's a pasuk in Yeshua that says that they're going to blow the keren of the yovel. And immediately after it says, Kishma Achem is called a shofar. So we talk about a shofar and it's called a keren. So all shofars are called a horn. So look, the Gemara, Abubai Meimar, fully pleading. So maybe there's no machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Chachamim Lahalocha. They're just arguing conceptually, do we call a shofar a keren? So the Gemara, that's not true. Ashkach Tani found a brayso. Rabbi Yosi machshu b'shalparo v'chachoyim poislim lahaloch l'mayis. Rabbi Yosi says that you could use a horn of a cow for shofar. Chachoyim poislim. My time with Rabbi Yosi, what's the reason? Rabbi Yosi behave him sheich b'keren ayoyvil that we call the shofar keren. All shofars call keren, and then we can use also the horn of a paro, which is called a keren. My time with Rabbanon, what's the reason? Rabbanon, v'tivul la'ashem mishor par makrin mafris. That's a pasuk that refers to the horn of a cow, and makrin is mikaren ksiv, meaning we're saying this is designated as a carrion, as a horn, not as a shofar. Says the Gemara of Rabbanon, kol shofaris nikru karen nikru shofar. All the shofaris indeed are called a karen, as we proved from the pasuk, but they're also called a shofar. Chudushal parash nikru karen v'lo nikru shofar. The horn of a cow is called a karen, is not called a shofar. Says the Sivu Narishal Yoel, the animal called Yoel, which we'll see in the next Mishnah. Harayino Kori Karen, Loy Karen Veloy Shofar, is not called not a Karen, not a Shofar, and you can use it in Rosh Hashanah. So my kiddush, so what's the reason really I can use the horn of a cow? Kehido Omar of Levi Shanyi, the reason is Shein Kategor Nasa Sanegor. A cow reminds us of Chet Egel. That's a category, that's a kategor, that's an accuser in Am Yisrael, and that can now become a Sanegor to be the Shofar that comes in Rosh Hashanah. So that's the real reason why you don't use the horn of a cow. Halacha Gimel Zok the Mishnah. Shofar Rosh Hashanah Shel Yael Pashut. The horn of Rosh Hashanah, according to this Shita, should be a horn of a Yael. What's a Yael? So Rashi holds the Yael is an animal. It's a wild goat. Meaning it's a chayo, it's not a behemoth. The Aruch holds that Yael is a female ram. So according to that, then it's a behemoth, it's not a chayo. So the Mishnah says you have to use this horn of the Yael. Pashut means which is straight, it's not round. Upiv in Supezov, he put gold on his mouth. Vishtecha tzortzos min atzdonim. The way he did it in Beis HaMikdash, the shofar was in the middle, and the chatzortzos were each on each side of the shofar. Shofar mari chatzortzos mekatzortzos, the shofar was made a longer sound, and the chatzortzos ended earlier. Shemitzas ayom v'shofar, the ikar mitzvah is the yom is the shofar, that's why you do the shofar in the middle, and that's why the shofar is longer. So the Gemara of Yoyin, why are we using Yael Pashut? Kedeshiv Shetu Liba Metshuva. So they'll be poishet their heart for tshuva. That means they'll be straight, be poishet their heart. Pi Mitzupezov, you put gold on its mouth. It says what Tzipo Zov Mibifnim. The gold is inside the shofar. Pasul. Mibachut Kosher. If it's outside, it's kosher. Tzipo Mokom Anochas Pi. If it's literally with the mouth of the Turkeya is there, then it's that Oisha Koylov Machmas Tzibui. Or that because of this gold, it changes the voice of the shofar, then it's possible. It cannot change the voice, it can be a chatzitz according to one pshat, so therefore it has to be gold, but not literally where he puts the mouth. Continues the Gemara, we learn from our Mishnah. The fact that Mishnah says that the chatzitzos are shorter than the shofar, the blow of the chatzitzos is shorter. Why is that so? So the Gemara understands now the reason is because when you're hearing the shofar and the chatzotis together, you can't really hear the shofar. So you're now yaitz to the mitzvah. So therefore, you let the shofar go blow a little longer, you hear the end of the tkiyah of the shofar, and you yaitz with that. So it says, if you're yaitz, Adam, what you learn from here, pshuto sheshomu miktsoso minam isasek yotso. That's like Yosef Abchaim. Which means someone who's blowing a shofar misasek, he's not meaning to blow a shofar. In the middle of his blow, someone comes and tells him, can you please have kavanah to be yaitz a shofar? So he continues to blow, that same tkiyah, and now he has kavanah. So it comes out that the same tkiyah, half of it was misasek, and half of it was with kavanah. Is he yaitz or not? From our Mishnah, you learn that yes, because here, the beginning of the tkiyah of the shofar was together with the chatzotzers, and you couldn't hear it. Then the chatzotzers stop, and you hear the second half of the tkiyah, you yaitz with the second half. So you see, a half of tkiyah is good enough. So also when it starts as misasek, then because b'chavana is also good enough. So the Gemara says, this is not, it's said clearly in the Gemara, but from the next sentence we see it, the Gemara really is telling us, from our Mishnah, it's not a great raya. And that's how the Bavli explains, because the shofar is chaviv, so your person could hear the shofar even among the chatzotzers. So he's yaitz with the shofar, even with the chatzotzers. So what's the reason the shofar is marich, is a little longer than the chatzotzers? Not because you're not yaitz while the chatzotzers are playing. Just is more mechubadik, it's more proper for the shofar to be longer because mitzayim b'shofar. So where do we do see a source to this kushaylo? V'haydom, from the following we see it. Because it says, Toka b'rishoyno mashra b'shniyo k'shtayim in b'yodr la'achas. Meaning a person blew tkiyah, then he blew shvarim, and then he blew a very long tkiyah, and his mindset is that it will be half of it will be for the tkiyah she'achareya, the tkiyah that comes after the shvarim. And for the tkiyah, the first tkiyah, for the next set. So we say he does not have two separate tkiyahs, he has only one. The Gemara understands, meaning he has, this tkiyah is good enough for the achroinah, for the end of the first set, but not for the beginning of the next set. So what do you see over here is, even though this person was intending to blow one long tkiyah, and half of it was for the end of the first set, the other half was the beginning of the next set, and it does not work for the beginning of the next set, it still works for the end of the first set. Hi, half of the tkiyah is not good. I don't need the whole tkiyah to be okay. As long as I have a half of tkiyah good, is good enough. So that's a raya. When a person is blowing misasek, and then he has kavana, so he has a half of tkiyah which is good, and a half is good enough. So the Gemara, Abba, Bazmino, B'shem, Zeiro, Afilo, Achas, and Biyodoy. What this Mishnah says is, not that he has half of tkiyah. He has zero tkiyah. When it says in the Mishnah, Ein Biyodoy, El Achas, means he has only the first tkiyah. He did tkiyah, that's good. He did shvarim, it's good. Now he has one long tkiyah that should have been the last tkiyah of the first set. And the first tkiyah of the next set, he has nothing. That second tkiyah is nothing. He only has the first tkiyah they did before. And explains the Gemara, Daf Chof Amud Aleph, Lama, Roishu Gabi Soifu Mitztarif, Soifu Gabi Roishu Mitztarif. This one tkiyah is half of it belongs to the end of the first set, and half belongs it to the beginning of the next set. So the beginning joins the end, and the end joins the beginning. And he may loy roisha isla soif, loy soif isla roish. So beginning doesn't have an end because the end he has intention to use for the next set. And the end doesn't have a beginning because the beginning was using for the first set. In other words, the Gemara concludes you can't have only half a tkiyah. The full tkiyah needs to be good. So when I have one long tkiyah and half of it is not good enough because either because he has a mindset for something else or he's misasek, you can't use only half a tkiyah to be yoytzei did tkiyah. And that's the reason this tkiyah is not tkiyah at all. It is completely puzzled. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Rosh Hashanah Daf Yutes.